Morning to you.
And nice to have you along, of course, on a Wednesday morning. Woolworths and Aldi Mobile get 5G on the Telstra network. But is it worth it?
Look, I'll be honest with you. I think it's important people know that it's something you really need, not want for 5G. But it is a big deal that Telstra is making their 5G network available to some of their lower-cost carriers like Woolworths Mobile and Aldi Mobile. And that means that you don't need to be a Telstra customer. You can be a Woolworths Mobile customer. And that comes with benefits, potentially, and it might be cheaper. But I would say to you that, you know, Aldi, for example, that they have $20 plans, $30 plans. The 5G plan is $65 a month. That's a lot of money to spend on your mobile phone. You really got to want to be using it a lot, and maybe that's why you want 5G. But still much better deals out there that don't have 5G. But if you're desperate for 5G, good news, you can now shop around and go to Aldi, Woolworths or Telstra and get your 5G.
Now, for the uninitiated, me, I'm going to put my hand up, what's the difference between 4G and 5G?
It's a different number. look, if for the average user, like when I'm using 5G, I don't notice. And this is genuinely honest. The difference is in the future, when we're in big crowded events, they can fit more people on the network. There can be more people using the network at the same time. It's all about the future uses. The only benefit today is if you're doing speed tests or you're uploading lots of information, it will be faster. But most people aren't going to see the benefits of that.
Well, that makes sense. And honestly, I had no idea what the difference would be. I mean, obviously, when they had 3G and then they went to 4G, but I just hadn't done the research, and now I know. So that's why I ask you.
Yep, there you go.
Australia's largest electric vehicle charging network. Everyone seems to be talking about electric vehicles, but ChargeFox is now owned by Motoring Groups of Australia, NRMA and RACV.
RACQ, the whole group of statewide motoring bodies now joined together to buy ChargeFox. Now, this to me is like as if these motoring groups bought Shell in 1940. You know, they're basically buying the service station of the future. ChargeFox network runs all the way from Queensland down to Victoria. The whole East Coast is covered by it. It means if you've got an electric car, you can be on the road and charging without any worries or hesitation. I assume this will mean a great investment in the network. It'll mean that they'll use government funding and their own funding to grow the network, and it means that electric cars will have a place on our roads in the future. And I think it's a big deal for motoring groups like the RACQ, RACV and NRMA to buy this this company.
Now, I'm a huge F1 fan, as are you. We could talk about the F1s and Daniel Ricciardo and Max Verstappen, the whole lot, but there's been F1 games. Is this the best one out there that's been released recently? Of course, we're talking for Xbox, PlayStation and PC.
F1 22 is without doubt the best, but I would say that the leap in terms of graphics and things like that is not as phenomenal as it has been in the past, because we've really reached a plateau, we've reached a peak. So graphics performance isn't really where this changes. It's all about the gameplay. These cars emulate the performance of the new modern 2022 cars. They have new gameplay, new tracks, new changes to the tracks. It's a great game, it really is. So if you know someone that loves motorsport and they've got a gaming console or PC, get them onto F1 2022. It's out now.
And there's been a lot of these videos of people playing F1 22 on TikTok, of which you're on there as well. We could read more, of course, on your website, EFTM.com. Trevor, really do appreciate your time.
Pleasure, mate. Talk to you next week.